podcast ini dibawa khas oleh Thai Thai Thai. Ya, anda gemar orang Thailand, anda pernah makan mee Thailand, anda pernah makan orang Thailand. Jangan risau, ini show bukan cannibal show lah. Hari ini kita akan berbual tentang kehidupan orang-orang Islam di Thailand. And don't go away, we'll be right back after this jingle. Hari ini kita ada satu, bukan satu lah, dua tetamu khas daripada Thailand. Unique conversation I have with them because diorang ni beragama Islam. Beragama Islam bermakna mereka hidup sebagai orang Islam lah, tapi bukan dekat negara Singapura. Korang mesti heran kan kat Thailand ada tak Muslim? Korang tak tahu macam mana cara hidup diorang. Aku first year ni, sekarang aku ada cousin from Thailand . Memang dia tak boleh cakap Melayu. You cannot speak Malay, right? No. But it's okay, no worries. Her name is Sophia. This is the younger sister of the later I will introduce to you her surname. They are born in Thailand. Basically they are Muslim. And we are always wondering how are there Muslim in other part of the world, especially in Thailand, because in Thailand the majority religion is not really Muslim lah. It's not Muslim at all. So please welcome my guest for today is Sophia. Sophia, maybe you can. Sorry. Okay. Let's welcome Sophia. Assalamualaikum, Miss Sophia.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Okay, it's okay. Yes. Confused. Okay. First of all, Sophia, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Okay. Introduce yourself to us. What is your name and your surname?
Yes, my name is Sophia. Surname okay. Wisesak.
That one, yes. Is your family name?
Yes. My father name. Father family name. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you can say something in Thailand.
I'm Thai Muslim. Okay. Yes, and I'm 44 years old. Wow.
Okay, good. Say single or married?
Still single now.
Good. So you are still available. Can please apply. Say something in Thailand. Maybe they don't believe you from Thailand.
Sawadee ka.
Then I should reply what? What should I reply? If you say sawadee ka, I must reply.
Say hello.
Hello. Sophia is very shy and naive. I want her to speak some in Thai. She speak in English. Okay. Speak in Thai. Maybe
in Thai.
See your name.
So
they believe that you are in Thailand. You are Thai person.
Oh. Eat
okay,
dinner. Eat dinner. Say eat together. Meeting. Coffee shop like that.
Okay. You introduce it. My name is Sophia. I stay in Thailand.
I'm Sophia. Stay Bangkok and
no in Thailand. Speak in Thai.
Introduce myself by Thai.
You speak in Thai, don't worry, don't worry.
Sawadee so ka, you say Sak. I'm stay Kung Thep.
Okay. Just speak in Thai, it's okay, no problem. Just speak in Thai.
Now, ตอนนี้ก็ทำงานอยู่ตอนนักตอนนี้ก็คือมาเที่ยวที่สิงคโปร
์โอเคกูด
แล้วก็ซีเจอ family ที่เจอญาติๆที่สิงคโปร
์โอเคกูดๆโอเค that is in Thai okay now we let her explain what does that mean in English
Oh, my name is Sophie Rizesak, 44 years old, stay
single
and stay Bangkok and after COVID can go out Bangkok and go out anyway.
Wow, good. Okay, actually I want to introduce to you to Sophia. Sophia is still not married and I know it's not easy to get married there because not many Muslim, correct or not?
In Thai.
Okay, maybe in your homeland, how many Muslim are there? You got any Muslim friend over there? Maybe you can tell us.
In Thai country, 10% for Muslim.
Okay.
And much in the south of Thai side until and north some east no.
Oh, but you have to get a husband.
Not
don't worry, in Singapore got many Muslim men not married. Surely well, you can get married after this podcast. I tell you you will get boyfriend, I guarantee.
Oh, thank you. Can talk
okay. So if I want to get to know you, how? Got any Instagram or what? How to follow you?
Yes, my Instagram Facebook is okay.
Okay, no, just
Facebook.
Real one, huh? No fake one, huh?
No, I'm only one.
You see, you Sophia, I original, not lady boy.
Oh, sure, lady, 1000%.
1000%.
My Facebook is Sophia, S O F I A, surname W E S A D S A K.
Good.
If nobody can find. Some can find is lucky.
Dia cakap if you can find is lucky. If you cannot find, that means you are not meant to be. Okay, actually Sophia very nice lady.
Can find his Facebook because
yeah.
I request you to.
I haven't seen my Facebook. Okay. Sophia is 44 years old. Actually, she's my distant wife's cousin. But we became close after 2011 after my wedding day. So okay, Sophia, you tell a bit about your family in Thailand.
I'm stay with my mom. And big family to so many cousins, so many like cross family, yes. All the time, all the weekend, stay with family.
Oh, how many brothers you have?
I have one big sister and younger brother.
Oh, all not married?
Younger brother already married. Big sister already single too.
So later after I interview Sophia, I will talk to the big sister. Big sister is only 45 years old, still young. Whoever want a Thai wife, I tell you, Thai wife very good. Good, correct, Sophia? Thai wife good.
Thai people is good. Thai people, Thai Muslim is good. And Muslim also family. Yeah. All the world is a family.
Correct.
Muslim.
How many boyfriend you have?
This real?
Real.
No.
Want to get to know what type of boy? What man? Not boy. What man you want to
like a real man and just pays only can get.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So guys, listen, if you half man, half lady, cannot, must be 100% man. Okay? Handsome or not handsome?
It's okay.
No, not handsome.
Age,
old or young?
25 until 60 can.
Good. Not choosy. Okay. Another question.
Long.
Fat or thin?
Also can?
Doesn't matter. You everything can.
Yeah.
Okay, Sofia, never mind. I want to get to know you more in person. Okay, I want to know what is your hobbies. What do you do?
Hobby.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell us what you do in Thailand as a Muslim lady in Thailand? One we all must know. What you all do?
What I objective as and.
Yeah, what you always do at in Thailand?
Normally, one is like exercise, healthy like that.
Oh.
And if healthy, everything is okay.
Okay, good.
Can stay dunya all long time like that. If you're not protect, ourselves can cut in dunya and die.
Yeah, correct. You must take care of your body.
Yes. If take care of yourself and take care another one too. If not, you not take care self, another one cannot take care.
Very wise words from Sophia. Okay, that is what she's looking for in a guy. So you guys must be wondering, what is Sophia doing in Thailand? Is she a model? She's so shy. She's not a model. Okay, is she a stewardess, no, or nurse?
Business family.
Okay, let's see. Okay, what do you do with your? I mean, what do you do in your company business? In what industry? Maybe you can share with us.
What industry?
Yes, my family business is accessory for gun.
Oh, gun!
Yeah, bang. And like accessory. Normally, that sport club like that. Sport rain, sport shoot. That.
Okay, I got one question, Sophia. If like for example, I don't like one person, I want to buy gun, want to shoot him. Can buy from you?
No, gun in Thai is so high price and for foreigner cannot buy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, only Thai people.
Okay, maybe you can explain to us what's the gun license, how to apply for gun license in Thailand.
Oh, high for gun license, number one is maturish. And have like a house, like a, call it, name. Gun for protect
Oh, so you can only use the gun to protect.
Yes, yourself. Not easy to get.
License.
And if sport, it's okay for sport.
Sport.
Sport not to have the license also.
Oh,
and request in government or must to have gun for sport like that.
Oh, so not easy to get gun.
Normally people cannot get.
This is. What you all need to know. You think go Thailand can buy gun? Not that easy, not that easy. So usually those with guns are well-to-do people. So guys, please don't be stereotyping others. You go Thailand can buy gun. Singapore, if you own a gun, is considered illegal. But in Thailand, you own a gun is also illegal. No license, illegal, right? If you are very rich, you need protection. Can you buy gun?
Can
how to apply?
Have the statement, have the story, cannot like a killer like that.
Like just now I asked you if I want to shoot somebody, want I don't like that person, I want to shoot, cannot, confirm cannot buy. Okay, you ever sell a gun to maybe somebody who kill a guy before? Not ever.
I think sometimes killer just come over my shop for buy some accessory inside the car, like a spare part or holster or belt or like a suit like that when going out, going sport range like that. Shooting range, right? Yes.
Like gangster? Gangster go. If gangster come your shop, how you want to?
No, cannot
go in your shop.
Everyone can go and buy over my business.
What the BB gun? Explain a bit about the BB gun.
If you have, you can choose a spare part or holster or protection, cleaning like that.
Cover. Okay. So for us, we call this as air rifle, air gun.
Gun.
So BB gun, everybody can buy? Anybody can buy?
In Thailand,
anybody can buy.
Can buy, it's a toy.
In Thailand, it's a toy.
Yes, everybody can buy and shooting competition for BB have too.
I call the sister to interview. The sister say don't want. I don't want to talk. Never mind. Maybe you can. Wait. I call. She shy. Najma, come here. Okay, never mind. Najma is also not married. I want to introduce you to Najma. Maybe Sophia can tell a bit about your sister. Okay. Never mind. You tell me. Tell me about your sister. How old is she? She like what type of man?
I don't know to ask her.
She don't want to tell me. Sorry guys, I cannot. So if you want to know who is Najma, you can follow Sophia on Facebook. Then you look for Najma. Najma, very good in languages. She can speak Thailand. She can speak Arab. What other language? English. She can speak a bit of Malay. So today is their last day in Singapore. So you guys please follow Sophia. I cannot marry more than 4. My wife don't let me. If my wife let me, I can marry Sophia. But I give you all chance. You all can contact Sophia or Najma. SK number. A very nice lady. Okay. Sophia, got anything to say to our listeners?
What you want to say to you all? Say something in Thailand also,
วันนี้ก็จะกลับแล้วเดินทางก็อาจจะเหนื่อยนิดนึงเพราะว่า Monday is working. Tomorrow is a relax one more day.
Okay.
Holiday.
Okay, want to say anything for Thai people in Singapore? Say in Thai.
Thai people in Singapore. Take care of yourself and make a money.
Speak in Thai lah. Your own language, you speak in English.
ก็ตั้งใจทำงานนะคะก็กอบโกยเงินกลับบ้านเราก็ได้ค่ะเพราะว่าที่นี่ก็ทุกอย่างแพงมากๆเลยยังไงก็ดูแลตัวเอง
โอเคโอเค thank you very much for being in my show that's all folks for today I want to interview the sister but the sister go away already okay wait Can a while, 5 minutes. Come. Okay. The sister come already. Come. Najma. Okay, with me today, let's welcome another fellow Thai, or cousin of mine. Her name is Najma. Welcome her.
Hello, hi, I'm Najma from Bangkok, Thailand.
Okay, speak something in first in Thai.
Hi.
Introduce yourself in Thai.
Introduce myself in Thai. ชื่อนัชมานะคะ for มาจากกรุงเทพประเทศไทยค่ะ
ว้าวกิเบเอ้ย not laugh sorry clap I press wrong button okay Najma can speak Arab okay now I want her to introduce herself in Arab okay introduce yourself in Arab.
Hello assalamualaikum ana Najma min Thailand Bangkok and ahlan wa sahlan fiikum.
Wa ahlan wa sahlan. Wah!
Impressive, right? Right, guys. Okay, now maybe people want to know, how come you can speak Arab? Maybe you can introduce yourself. Tell us, how come you can speak Arab?
I have learned from Arab before, I think. Okay.
I think like that. So, I love for culture them, and I love the way they talk. Wow. And my work, and then I start to talking like that.
Wow. Yeah. I can tell you, Najma is a very strong lady, very strong, and for her age, she still look very young. Actually, she still look like 25 years old. I tell you, my wife's cousin all very pretty, but I don't know why she's still single. So you all must call me. You must call me. So Najma and Sofia will get married. I aim by next year get married. Inshallah. Say Amin.
Amin.
Yeah. Okay. Najma, this one, I just now I asked your sister, what kind of man you like. Okay, you, maybe you can introduce yourself, your hobby, then you tell us what are you looking for in a man.
I'm look for the guy like to be my keep it with him like that. I like it to be like my partner, to be in life.
Okay, good.
Can be my father, sometime control me, to be my friend, to be my friend and my family, like that, you know.
Oh, don't worry, guys. Najma don't have any daddy issue. Don't worry. It's not that she wants somebody to be like her father, because her father is imam masjid, correct?
Yeah, but I don't want my boyfriend to be imam.
As you can see, she got a lot of humor in herself. She's a funny lady. Okay, describe yourself to us.
To myself?
Yeah, how? What's your hobby? What you like?
What I like?
Yeah.
I like food.
Okay.
I like food and I like to cook. And I like?
Modeling.
Shopping?
Shopping. Okay, guys.
I can take your guy shopping. Yeah. Don't worry, no need me to take me shopping. I will take you to the shopping.
Yeah. Wow, Najma, you must be with her, because if you be with her, you don't need another man. she will be your bouncer.
Yes, play. Bye, contact him if you want to contact me.
Okay, jokes aside, but Najma is a very pretty lady, guys. Please. Can follow her. She very shy now. She want to pack her bag. Then after that, you are just follow Najma at her Facebook. Her Facebook profile is called Soraya. The sister is called Sofia. We same surname. They are leaving to Thailand soon. Okay, thanks for listening, and I hope you all learn a lot about how life it is as a Muslim. They are also like us, actually. We think that everything is so special about Singapore, but no, it's the same. It's same culture. They pray 5 times a day like us. They have their own challenges.